Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Mr. Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us, the best listeners in radio. We're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. Have your teeth stopped chattering yet?
just before we went on air. Yeah.
Yes, but my hands are still cold. And I'm not even kidding. My hands are still cold from this morning.
Oh, I believe it.
They really are. It's a bitter one out there, Brittany.
Oh, it really is. This is when those heated steering wheels really come into play. Mm-hmm, you got them. Mm-hmm. You are lucky.
Ooh, yeah, no kidding.
It's feeling like negative 25 right now. That's what the wind chill is with our actual temperatures in Wisconsin Rapids at 8 below 0.
It's way too early for this.
And there's just nothing you can say to that.
Not
my
really.
Job is to talk for a living, and I got nothing. I got nothing, everybody.
No.
I'll tell you what. I am happy that I'm not in TV anymore, because this is when they'd send me out in the early morning cold to show how brutal it is.
Yeah.
And so now I get to look at it from the window and all the data and stay nice and warm. So go radio.
Go radio. Yes. And we're
little blessings, right?
We're very happy to have you at radio, too.
Yes.
So, yes, this is great. Yeah.
Thank you. So as we go through our day today, those winds are still a bit feisty this morning. We're on the back end of the wind chill. So we will see improvements through the afternoon. The sun is going to stay bright and beautiful. Nice clear skies. I mean, it looks nice. It just doesn't feel that way. So we will eventually warm up to highs at about 5 degrees. But with winds at about 5 to 10 miles per hour this afternoon, it'll probably feel more like 0 to about negative 5. So still a frigid day today. Temperatures fall back well below 0 once again tonight, probably about 10 below. So right where we are right now. And then tomorrow we'll start the warm-up. Winds shift out of the south. We'll climb to the teens. It'll still be bright and beautiful and sunny. But this is all ahead of the next system that moves in on overnight Friday and into Saturday. That one is a messy beast, let me tell you. Saturday is not going to be a good day to be out on the road. Move your plans around if possible, because we're looking at snow, then freezing rain and sleet, creating some ice accumulations, and then rain on top of it to melt it all away. So at least there's no shoveling involved, but driving is going to be terrible. We'll continue to track that for you, but just wanted to give you a heads up. Saturday, not the best day.
Appreciate the heads up, Brittany, and especially appreciate the professionalism and the distinct words of mess. Was it a dirty mess? What was it?
Filthy, dirty mess.
I want every forecast to include that now.
Yeah.
When it involves slush and it involves a day like that, that is the perfect way to put it. That is perfect.
Thank you,
Brittany. We appreciate you. Have a safe one out there. Stay warm, and we'll get everybody ready for the weekend tomorrow.
Sounds good. Stay warm, you guys. Bye.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joins us every morning. We are going to get into some fun stuff this morning. Seth and I got the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club right around the corner.
Very nice.
And how many of us have crashed a party, and how many of us crashed a holiday party? That is coming up a little bit later. We've also got what is a profession that was once highly respected, but now not as much. And maybe it should be. We'll see.
Maybe.
9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with our pet of the week from the Southwick County Humane Society.
Very nice.
Looking forward to that. We will get into some entertainment news afterwards. Timothy Chalamet and the work that he did to become Bob Dylan. Javier Bardem has got a new show coming.
Ooh.
And a couple of other things, some local stuff we want to get as well.
Yep.
And before we wrap up, we've got a good one for you. What are you unreasonably good at? What are you unreasonably good at? Maybe things that may seem average or whatever. Like, I think a good example is you're very good at changing the clocks.
Yeah.
You know, one of those things. Like, it doesn't matter where,
that's
what the device
thing,
is, you know how to change that clock.
Yes, that's important. These are good skills, man.
I like this. So I think these are things that we'll get into.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know they're things we're going to do. All coming up for you in just a little bit. But I got to start here. And this time of year, You've got a lot of gift giving, a lot of people out there trying to find the perfect gift for somebody.
Right.
And one of the I think the blessings of this time of year is when you have to buy things for kids. Mm. The kids are pretty easy to buy for the most part.
Yeah.
You ask them what they want, and they mark off half of the whole entire section of the toy area.
Yeah.
Like all that the side A.
I'll have all of this.
I want that wall.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And you just find whatever.
One or two, and you're good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty thing. But there are gifts that you might want to avoid. And as an information station, we are here to try to help you with that.
Yeah, we take that very seriously here.
Truly do. Yes, truly do. Not maybe as seriously as Candace Bergen did back in SNL back in 1976. Just got to play this real quick, everybody.
Fine. Well, we'd like to show you another one of Mr. Mainway's products. It retails for $198, and it's called Bag of Glass. Mr. Mainway, this is simply a bag of jagged, dangerous glass bits.
Yeah, right. It's, it's a glass. It's a broken glass, it sells very well, as a matter of fact, It's just broken glass,
I don't understand. I mean, children could seriously cut themselves on any one of these pieces.
Yeah, well, look, the average kid, he picks up, broken glass anywhere, the beach, the street, garbage cans, parking lots, all over the place, any big city. We're just packaging what the kids want.
And that's not good. That's not good. Don't buy that.
Don't buy it.
If you happen to see anything from Halfway Industries, I would stay away from that. It's not good. They got Johnny Switchblade. They got a couple of those, man, that are not good toys. Shout out to Dan Aykroyd and Kendra Spurgeon.
Oh, man.
It's from season 2, 1976, from Saturday Night Live.
That's a classic. I love that one.
It's one of my favorite sketches of all time. It's one of the ones I watch every year around this time, in part because Candace Bergen does such a good job of she's so serious about it and everything.
And I love Dan Aykroyd's. He goes total Chicago in that one. Not bad for a Canadian.
Not bad at all. I think when you look at the history of Saturday Night Live, Dan Aykroyd's going to go down as probably the most underrated. Maybe Kenan Thompson or Tim Meadows or some of those guys. But I think it's Aykroyd. I think it is. But that's a dangerous toy.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's not even the most dangerous toy that we're talking about this morning. One of the most dangerous toys of all time just sold at auction for over $13,000.
What?
And unless you're in your 80s, you may have not heard of it.
Okay.
In the 1950s, the guy behind Erector Sets came up with a new science kit for kids called the Gilbert U-238 Atomic Energy Lab.
Oh, whoa.
And it came with actual uranium.
Oh,
so, as far-fetched as Bag of Glass is...
Oh, my gosh.
Is it really that far-fetched? Because we were doing things like
this. We were giving kids radiation poisoning.
Many, many children in this country started December 25th, opening this up and being excited, and immediately, affected their whole family.
God.
What the what, man? How did this get greenlit? How did this get...
It must have been, the very early stages when they're still like, oh, no, it's safe, right? It's safe, right?
Let's just be honest.
Wait, what? It did to what? To where? What?
Let's just be honest. Whoever was in charge of, quote, safety is just a guy sitting there smoking cigarettes all day,
The quality control is different back then, right?
Nothing. Every once in a while, taking a pause, looking at it,
Fine. Rat, these are just syringe.
These are just knives. Okay. Some say it's the most dangerous toy ever sold. It had four glass jars, each with a small amount of radioactive material inside, so you could use a Geiger counter to test the radiation levels. Oh, fun!
It's that clicking sound. People like that sound. The Geiger counter sound.
I can't imagine how this made it out of the boardroom.
Man.
I got an idea, everybody. You guys got to hear this one. Okay? And how that, it made it even, that person kept their job, Seth. That person may have gotten a promotion.
I love the guy that comes in to do the presentation about this toy, and he's wearing, a lead outfit, It's like, no, I got this new toy here. I know the kids are going to love this one.
See, now, that's something I was going to bring up. They missed the mark here. It didn't come with that. It didn't come with a radio.
Lead,
yeah. Come on. That'd been a
and
perfect
lead set. Pants along with it.
What a great accessory. Hey, kids, get your parents to buy you the lead set, too.
See, they didn't think that kind of marketing, you know, that synergy back in the day, I'm telling you.
It wasn't that dangerous as long as you didn't open the jars. Oh, well, that's great.
Because we know kids would never
absolutely
do that.
Absolutely. You can trust kids to never do things they're not supposed to do. But
why is my hair falling out?
But play with... We wonder why so many kids might be bald. Like, oh, wow.
It was this, yeah.
This is what was creating early pattern baldness. Yeah. Some say it's the most dangerous toy ever sold. Radar Magazine once named it the second most dangerous. They gave the top spot to lawn darts.
Yes. Oh, good old lawn darts. Let's do something pointy and throw it up in the air.
Now, let's just speak just for a second. Okay. I'll mention my history with lawn darts and everything. A shout out to my cousin Lisa. I'm still sorry. When it comes to lawn darts, we've made fun of these for a long time being the most dangerous toy. They're more dangerous than uranium.
Because it was more popular. I'm sure they didn't sell like a whole bunch of those uranium sets, but lawn darts were like everywhere, man.
Again, when you think about it, okay, yeah. So I've got these long metal pointy things, and the object is to throw them
in the air.
In the air.
Stick into whatever they land on, whatever that happens
just
to be.
Just see what happens, yeah. Everybody. Any should you practice before? No, just throw it. Just go out there and throw them. Just go out there. You ain't got to practice. You never threw anything before? Go for it. What could go wrong?
Right.
Less than 5,000 sets were sold between 1950 and 51. It got pulled from the market thanks to government restrictions.
Jeez.
Government.
Man.
No, thank you, government.
Getting kids away from their uranium.
Yeah, and because it was too hard to get uranium, so they couldn't even keep making them.
Because it's a rare element, man. It really, yeah. Full, an expensive set.
Full sets are tough to come by, especially in good condition. An online auction for one ended yesterday with a winning bid of $13,200.
Wow.
The winning bid was made by Doc Brown.
Yeah.
God, if anybody laughed at that,
he needs it to complete his flux capacitor,
yes,
right?
Yes, yeah. Yes. I thought that was funny. I can't get over this. I will say, I want to know what it cost. I could not find what the original cost.
Because, uranium, it was rare and it was expensive. I mean, it's not like it's something you could just dig out of the ground. I mean, man.
I'm looking this thing over. I really want to know what it costs, how much it retailed for. Because it's not like we're talking in the day and age where everybody had thousands of dollars to spend on toys.
No, really not. No.
It was quite the opposite. So
if you got one toy for Christmas, you were lucky, right?
Yeah. In the 1980s, lawn darts racked up 6,700 injuries and four deaths.
Four deaths. Oh,
One of those injuries was my cousin Lisa.
Yeah, there you go.
I still feel sorry. I'm so sorry, Lisa. We will get out of the guilt. I mean, break air, and we'll be back with more show coming up here. Morning show on WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today. Buy local, support local, and support them over at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Treat yourself. Get on over there. Seth, I see in front of me their wonderful post where we encourage you to follow them on Facebook, especially because it's all the social media, really.
Yep.
And on there, you will see their homemade pies.
That's right.
Their list of cranberry nut, blueberry crumb, banana cream, cranberry rhubarb, death by chocolate, coconut cream, cherry crumb, peach rhubarb, cherry berry, strawberry rhubarb, Dutch apple. Oh, man.
You know Brian's back
because
he's making pies like you wouldn't believe, just like crazy.
I need to try that death by chocolate.
That sounds good.
I need to. Yeah. I have to. Also, the blueberry crumb sounds really good. Anything crumb related, I'm in.
The cranberry rhubarb, I think, and I don't know if it when last time I was there, that was on the list. That's when I really want to try.
Should we go?
Yeah, let's go.
They're open. You guys got this, right? Yeah. You guys got this. All right, cool. You guys take care of the list. I got it right here for you. We'll be right back.
Nothing but here comes Santa Claus for the next hour.
Yes. Join our friends over at El Cafe today, everybody, and wish them a good morning from all of us. Appreciate the gang over there. We also appreciate you getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thanks so much for celebrating this. And to the listeners that have reached out over the weekend and early this week here, thanking us for doing this segment. There's not anybody really doing this kind of stuff anymore.
No one is really doing it anymore. Yeah, no.
So we love doing it.
We do. It's fun.
I think people are missing out.
I agree.
But we'll take it. We'll take all your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to us. You can email us. info@WFHR.com. Of course, you can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. You can call up to the studio.
I had my big break and I messed it up.
It's all right. It's 715-424. Right. It's not live. We'll
fix it in post. 424-2600 or the Civic Media app, which you should have download anyway because we're doing the contest right now, everyone. So now's a great opportunity to get that downloaded so you can, at 11 o'clock, get the next word and text it in.
We'll be happy to hear from you. Please feel free to call up. We love live birthdays.
We do.
And anniversaries. Get them to us, everybody. We just have one possible qualifier on the list today, Seth, so you can take it easy.
All right.
But before that, we want to wish our very own Greg Bach a very happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Greg. You know, we're talking a little bit about it on Pat's show before we came on the air, and I'm sure they'll be talking about it a lot more on Matt and Air on Air today. So
I did get to hear, I usually don't get to hear a ton of Pat's show, but very busy in the morning setting up two other morning shows.
Right.
But I do get to hear it every once in a while when Melissa's on there, and I got to hear the tail end of most of their shows and heard the tail end today. It sounds like it's going to be an adventure either way, whether it's on the couch or it is picking up a new vehicle.
Exactly.
Greg not only has one of the best beards at Civic Media.
Oh my gosh, he does.
And one of them. Luke Mather's another one. Luke's is perfect.
Luke's is nice.
It's good.
Dan Schaefer has a pretty good one,
Dan's
too.
Got a great one. Yes, yeah. But in all reality, Greg is just one of my favorite people to hear on the air here. We got the chance to talk to him during Director's Cut. Had such a blast, such a fun time talking with him. Got to work with him more.
Yep. He's great.
And Greg's also a great stand-up comedian. If you happen to be in the Madison area, check out his work down there.
And his club, actually, on Comedy on Tap in Milwaukee, too. So it's very cool.
That's a great way to spend the night, heading over there, checking that out. Wishing you a good one, sir. Have a great birthday, Greg. And our qualifier today, Betty Klaus.
Happy birthday, Betty. Congratulations.
Betty has a wonderful name, and we're wishing you a wonderful birthday, Betty.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your day, Betty. Brag to all your friends, family, strangers, neighbors that you are a qualifier today for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Indeed.
We take a look at our celebrity list. Mayim Bialik is 49.
Okay.
Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler on Big Bang Theory. And, of course, she was Blossom.
Before that,
My sister would get very mad at me if I did not mention that. Man, Jill loved that show.
Also, scientist.
Yes, she has a PhD in neuroscience.
She does.
And it was hosting Jeopardy for a little bit there, too. Oh, Regina Hall is 54. Girls Trip, wonderful director, actor. I really enjoy her work. And great voice actor, too. She does the voice of the boys in the Boondocks. And I love the cartoon, one of my favorites. And she is perfect on it. The great Jennifer Connelly is 54 today.
Wow.
Hulk, Blood Diamond, Noah, she was in that. Of course, most of us know her from 1986's movie Labyrinth.
Yes.
Yeah. Or A Beautiful Mind.
Yes. Yes. She's had a very, very cool career and married to Vision himself, Paul Bettany. Yeah.
That is definitely one of those couples I want to have a cup of coffee with, man. Yes. Just sit back and listen to them talk.
They seem like very, not only very good at what they do, but they seem very fun and intelligent as well. It would be fun to have a conversation with them.
Jennifer Connelly, I know because I've seen the work behind the scenes a bit from her, behind the making of things and stuff. But she makes it look so effortless, and she's working her tail off. Yep. But it doesn't seem like it. I think a great actor, when it comes to especially that ease into whatever it is you're doing, whether you have a character who starts out nice and becomes evil or any of these kind of things, she has such a good demeanor and pace to her work. Very good actor.
Yep.
Sheila E. is 67.
Woo.
Prince protege. And one of his favorite people he worked with. He talked very highly of Sheila.
I believe started out as a drummer, if I remember correctly.
Very good drummer.
Yeah.
If I got it right, Prince didn't know she could sing. And he heard her singing and then pushed her to sing.
Yeah.
And she was incredibly, of course, thankful. They had, like everybody that knew Prince had a complicated relationship with him, but a good relationship with him.
Exactly. Yeah.
67 for her. The legend Bill Nighy is 75. Davy Jones in the Pirates of the Caribbean, Victor in the Underworld movies, Sean's stepfather in Shaun of the Dead. He's hilarious, though, as Bill Mack in Love Actually. He's so good in that role. And that movie, to each their own. A lot of people love that movie. It's okay to me. I like movies that have multiple plot points and multiple cats, you know, big casts and all that. So I'm okay with it and everything. I just, it didn't hit me like it hits a lot of people.
Sure.
But what did were a couple performances. One, this guy who's holding the postcards and everything, I'd never seen him before, but he seems amazing. And then years later, I see him in The Walking Dead and Andrew Lincoln. I think Andrew Lincoln's incredible. Incredible actor, but not as good as Bill Nighy. And we've seen Bill play all these darker characters through his whole career. In this one, he's just playing a has-been kind of, and a very likable, charming character, I thought.
Which is nice.
It's cool to see him for that. Yeah, it's cool to see him get to play that role.
He usually does play the heavy, and he has been in like 6,000 things. I mean,
at least 6,000 things.
Busy guy.
If you want to look at his IMDb page, start in the morning because you're going to spend all day doing it.
It's going to take a while.
Incredible actor. Mm-hmm. Is he knighted? Because if he is, he should be.
He should be soon, if not now, soon.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Like, he really should be knighted, especially when you think of some people that have been, and the fact that he hasn't.
Come on.
That's one.
Get on that.
Plus, come on.
England.
Come on. What are you doing? Don't treat this like it's like it used to be, okay? Like, you're going to add, like, you knight Bill Nighy and everything. And you're like, okay, sir, here's your sword. Get ready for battle. Like, what?
Don't do that anymore. You can do it in the 70s. He's fine.
Come on. Just hand these things out. What are you doing? Making such a big deal out of it. Dionne Warwick is 84. Singer.
Lover.
And psychic friend. And Whitney Houston's cousin.
That I did. I think I remember hearing that at one point. Boy, what a voice. Oh, man.
One of the greater voices, or I'm sorry, one of the greater names in all of, especially classic rock, Dickie Betts would have been 81 today.
Mm-hmm.
Born in 43, passed away just this year. Former Allman Brothers guitarist who wrote hits like Jessica and Ramblin' Man.
Oh,
man. As much as I talk about and love the Allman Brothers, you don't have the Allman Brothers without Dickie.
You know, it's so fascinating when you had such a almost an embarrassment of riches with the Allman Brothers band, when you had Dwayne Allman and Dickie Betts in the same band.
Yeah. Yeah.
Two amazing guitarists, and sadly, both who, you know, left us way, way too early, unfortunately. But
my dad tells the story about when they first came out, most people, especially back then, they had big bands. Bands had like 5-6 members and everything, and people couldn't get past that there was only 3 guys doing all of that.
Right.
It's a good note on their career, I think. Mm-hmm. Bob Barker, born on this day in 23, Price is Right icon, maybe the greatest to ever do it, as far as game show hosts.
Game show host, boy. He certainly was the longest, but he was good. I mean, he kept it up so long. Man, there's not sure how he did it.
Yeah, there's a handful of them, but he's definitely way at the top of the list.
Yeah.
Ed Koch, born on this day in 1924, just a year after Bob Barker.
Okay.
New York City mayor, and of course, the People's Court judge.
Yes, that's right. He was also, he ended up acting in several things, too. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a fun side guy in a couple of movies and shows and stuff.
There was some Christmas movie, I think, he showed up in. Like, wasn't it Home Alone or something like that he showed up in?
There was something.
There was something like that. Yeah. And what if he were to see daytime TV today, where there are 19 different judge shows on TV, including one with 3 judges? I don't know.
That one's weird.
Yeah, yeah.
What we need, is that like the appeals court or something?
My dad loves Judge Judy, and all he does is just sit there and laugh at every time she shreds people. That's all he's watching it for. Like, Dad, what's happening here? Oh, this guy messed up. Like,
I think that's the appeal.
Yeah, yeah, it's got to be part of it. I guess so. But he watches the Steve Harvey one sometimes, too. And God, do I love that we live in a world where Steve Harvey, who is nothing even close to a judge, and has been on the other side of it, to be fair, is just up there and just breaking, just like laying down law. It's hilarious. Daytime TV is a wild,
isn't
wild.
Isn't it wild? It's crazy.
It is insane, man.
You can take chances with it, man.
It may be the last place they are taking chances.
I think you might be right.
I hadn't thought of that before, but actually, I think
because usually they're not that expensive, and you can get away with a lot.
Hey, you want a talk show? Here you go. You had 5 seconds of fame. Here you go.
Here you go.
And we wrap up with old blue eyes, Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board. Born in 1915, passed away in 1998. Frank Sinatra, I mean, when you talk about artists in human history, Sinatra's 30, 40, 50 years from now will be brought up.
Yep. Yeah, that's true.
Not just because of his singing or his acting, which I think he was both very good at, but certainly at the time, the Rat Pack, at the time of that, that type of fame that we just didn't know before then, really. It was the beginning of so many things that we would see.
Right.
I think actually you might make the argument it's the beginning of people seeing boy bands. And seeing the appeal to that. And not obviously that they were that, but the Brat Pack were a team. Like, if you were going, you got there early. So I've had people that saw these shows talk and describe this to me. You got there hours early to get a seat. And you wanted to see Joey Bishop. You wanted to see Sammy. You wanted to see Dean. And you stuck around until midnight so that you could see Frank hit the stage.
Right.
The way that people talk about this that saw it, they get goosebumps talking about it. Imagine seeing every single one. Like, Joey Bishop don't get the credit he deserves.
Of course he doesn't.
Like, you know, Sammy doesn't even, let alone, it's just an incredible, like, again, I'd ruin a time machine. I'd go back to Vegas back in, you know, 52 or 3 or something like that and just watch one of those shows.
Yeah. Well, and real quick, people forget that he started out, Frank Sinatra, as like a superstar, heartthrob singer. He was with Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey's bands, big bands, and the Bobby Soxers, if you've heard that phrase before, that's where it came from, where women were fainting in the aisles. Girls, teenage girls, were fainting in the aisles for Frank Sinatra. And he was almost, his career was almost dead at the end of the 40s. Because he was kind of a, you know, one of those disposable singers kind of thing. And he has to thank for appearing in the movie From Here to Eternity.
Yeah.
Saved his career.
Yeah. Which is, I think, if I got it right and from what I've studied, is really the beginning of singers going into acting.
And then a lot of way for that kind of thing.
A lot more of that. It became at least a lot more popular and a lot more easier to do.
Especially a serious role.
Yeah.
Because that's what it was before. You might see him in comedies and stuff like that, but no, that was, in fact, he got an Oscar for it. Sinatra got an Oscar for that role. So
there is a wonderful remake, and I don't say that very often in my life, of The Manchurian Candidate starring Denzel Washington, where he's amazing in it. Frank's is good. Angela Lansbury in the Manchurian, oh my God.
She's amazing.
She's one of the darkest characters in human history, and she just nails it. God, she's good.
So good.
Happy birthday to old Blue Eyes.
Yep.
And happy birthday to our good friend Greg Bach.
Mm-hmm.
And to our qualifier today, Betty Klaus.
Happy birthday all.
Encourage you to treat yourself and head on over to El Cafe and join them for a great meal today. We'll be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. Top 5 Christmas song of all time. Christmas in Hollis from Run DMC, baby. People don't know how much it meant to have not just hip-hop on the radio, but this on the radio. Yep. And actual hip-hop. People actually rhyming, not just, you know, whatever it is going on after the music. No,
whatever it was that thing Blondie did.
I am old man yelling at music right now, and I don't care. People online are talking about professions that were once highly respected, but now not considered as respected or has as much respect to them. In some cases, it's a little sad and more, not more highly regarded, like certain ones. But in others, it's just a decline in the sign of times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think that one of the things about this list is going to give us a chance to show some appreciation maybe going forward to some of these industries.
Okay.
Now, they're not in any particular order, so we're just going to go right from the top.
Okay.
But right at the top, you have retail, people working in retail.
Okay.
Primarily for wage reasons, this doesn't have the respect it deserves.
That's true.
But, I mean, just take somebody that works at a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And think about if all they were in charge of was the cigarettes or the lottery tickets or, you know, one of these things where there are 19,000 of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And not only do you have to know where everything is, but you better do it quick. Oh, you better do it quick.
Yeah.
Because God help you if you take too long.
People take their convenience very seriously,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. To me, I think a lot of the time people, it's not rocket science. Oh, it's not this. They want to compare to other jobs. I'm asking you to just think of the job on its own.
Yeah.
Just as itself.
Own terms.
And as it is, and as somebody who's done very little retail, but done some retail, man, I have a lot of respect for the people in the retail industry.
Yeah.
Bank teller. Someone said it used to be a foot in the door to the finance industry. Now it's basically a 20-something credit card salesperson, or just don't have much of this anymore.
No, and as someone who's worked that, I've been a bank teller before. And I did end up being, you know, more of a service rep, you know, person who opens accounts and that kind of thing, which is, but I mean, I guess there is still sort of a path to become like a loan officer or something like that in the financial industry, but a lot of it's not. You're not learning to that. You're just, like they said, you're becoming basically a salesman, you know, for like different services that the financial institution offers.
I cannot take any job lightly that may involve robbery. But I don't mean to be blunt or harsh here, but I'm going to be blunt and harsh. Like, I don't know what we're doing. How are we taking that job lightly? I get that it's not as, I get that it may not be as used as much, or you know, we don't have as much need for it maybe as we used to and everything. But the idea of taking it lightly and not respecting it, that seems far-fetched to me, ridiculous to me. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. Why do you think the cat loses its tail?
I don't know.
Do the big tail chop?
Okay, that's good. That's funny. That's a good one. Thank you, bud. Have a great morning.
You too.
Appreciate very our friends nice. Over
yeah.
there. We say a very big good morning to our friends over at the ODC. Be sure to find out, especially this time of year, head on over to Milkweed Market. Check out some of the great items they have over there. You can find out more on their Facebook page. Be sure to follow them there. Or, of course, you can go to odcinc.com. Be sure to follow them there as well and go to their website and check that out.
Yep.
Say good morning to our friends at the ODC. Taxi driver comes in next.
There's a big reason for that one.
Uber, Lyft, some of these things. That's part of the reason why those
very
jobs
much
are.
So.
But man, when you run into a good taxi driver, you remember
they're awesome.
Them.
Yeah, absolutely. You can tell stories about them. Yeah,
coming from the city, I've been in millions of cabs.
Yeah,
honestly, I can think of maybe one or two where I didn't have a good experience.
Yeah.
But I like people and I like people's stories.
Yep.
And you get them with the taxi driver.
There's some great talkers out
there.
And
they're never the same.
No.
Like our callers. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, James. I'm one of the guys that did play with jarts. We didn't have no access with the jarts. But I also had darts. Regular darts. These were wooden bodies with steel heads and real feathers. I had my friend over here. His name was Gunther. I think it was probably German. And he tried to stick my dart up into the ceiling, and he come down and stuck in his head.
But
he wasn't seriously injured, but he was a poke in his head,
I'm
telling you.
I'm so glad it wasn't serious, but that is one of those situations. Every one of us was immediately 6 or 7 years old, and we all were in your shoes for a second there. Like, oh, my God, what do we do? Run the other way!
we were probably 10 or 11 at the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Not great, but that's a great story.
That's a good story, yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, man. Have a great morning. Appreciate you. Best listeners in radio. Every one of you. Appreciate you guys.
Scary, dangerous toys. Love them.
Astrologer came in next.
Okay. If you want to go to where an astrologer was respected, you got to go way back, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, this is an industry that did it to themselves.
Kind of, yeah.
They cheapened it, I think, to the point where now it's just like silly, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The people that really do take it quite serious and are doing good work in it, I certainly respect, but I completely understand why they're on this list.
Yeah.
I don't understand why, and I never will understand why, teachers or journalists are on this list. The complete lack of respect by governments, parents, and the kids is astonishing when it comes to teachers. That's from a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that part of that. I see what they mean by, it's not, they don't get the respect that they deserve in many ways. I think that there's plenty of people that would like to, whenever these things come up, they want to take the counter argument. Well, this person or that person.
Right.
I had some bad teachers too.
Sure.
That's going to happen with any industry. If you have 10 plumbers in front of you, some of them are not going to be good.
Yep.
Some of them are not going to be great. I think that the overwhelming majority majority of teachers that I have had, and I think many of you out there have had, not only deserve our respect, but deserve a lot more respect from the government and plenty of other federal.
And we don't need to talk about the state of journalism. Right
journalism,
now. It's been discussed all right, to death, ad nauseum right now.
It wasn't long ago where Carl and I were talking about what will happen and how the news would look if we got rid of journalism. We have it happening now.
It's starting to look that way.
It's happening pretty much right now. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not completely like that, in part because of some great, I think, local journalists around the country that are doing good work.
That's the important stuff, too.
I think you have a handful of people in the national media that are doing good work as well. As unpopular as that might be to say, they actually are. And if you're being very, you know, fair about this, I think you can say that. Mm-hmm. But I am dang proud of our local news team here at Civic Media and certainly here at WFHR. Mm-hmm. Our own Melissa Kay has taken up the mantle and done it very proudly and strongly. I think that there is great journalism being done. You've got to hunt for it sometimes.
Yes, you do.
Or sometimes it shows up in your email box with a newsletter.
Nice plug.
Sign up for the newsletter, everybody. WFHR.com.
There you go.
And hey, if you don't believe me, go ahead and find out for yourself.
Yeah, sign up for it. Read
sign up
it.
And it's get it stuff. In there. But at some point or another, I really do hope. I used to say I believe. Now I'm just hoping that people are going to take a look at this and say, whoa, what happened to real reporting? Because regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, regardless if you believe that all news is fake news or anything like that, don't we all agree that we want journalism? Don't we all agree? Some of us look at it differently. Some of us are coming from different sides of the aisle.
Right.
But we all want journalism, I would believe.
We should, if we're not.
And here's the thing. If you see people and all they do is take shots at journalism and these things, and that tells you everything you need to know about that person and that they have something to hide.
Or they have an agenda. Yep.
Mark Twain said it perfectly. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything.
Yep.
That is journalism 101 in many ways. Wedding photographers are another one on this list.
Well, with the proliferation of digital cameras on phones that take such great pictures now, it's kind of become something that's not what it was.
I will say you really do know the difference when you compare your pictures to an actual photographer's picture.
Oh, 100%.
We've had Gretchen come by recently doing some pictures and things like that, and I'm always it's one of the few times I don't mind taking photos because I know she's going to make
very good.
She can make me look good. She can make anybody look good. She's good, man. Politicians, including the president.
Something they've done to themselves in a lot of ways.
The job was never meant to be what it has been turned into.
Yeah.
At all.
The pandering. It's just sick. Well.
Now, this is two sides too, because I think that yes, I 100%, 1,000% agree with you that politicians have done this to themselves. I do think part of this also is the way we treat politicians and how low-hanging fruit and how easy it is to say that every politician is this and every politician is that and all that. We need to be better about that because if that's all we put out there and if that's all we're yelling at the TV and that's all kids hear, that's all we're going to get.
Garbage in, garbage out, right?
Yeah. So if you want good politics, you want good politicians, first off, maybe be one. Maybe get off the couch and be one.
Hey.
Or at the very least, have a grain of salt with every one of these individuals and remember they're human beings.
They're human beings.
Now, there are plenty of them that may not act like it sometimes, but that's not on you.
No.
That's not that you don't get, you don't have to, they don't choose how you feel. You feel how you feel and how we treat these people. Because if you walk around with your fist clenched all day, you're going to get in a fight. If all we do is think every politician is low.
Whatever.
Then that's all we're going to get.
Yeah.
Working at an airline showed up on this list, along with travel agents and real estate agents.
That's internet stuff, especially with travel agents, since now there's all these travel sites and things. But they're still out there, still doing good work. So I think there'll always be a need for them.
Yeah, and I think another thing that's fun to do with a list like this, especially because they've got chiropractors and truck drivers and mail carriers on here.
Jeez, everybody?
All jobs that I think most of us do respect, but maybe could do a little bit better job.
Yeah.
Or more could. But the last thing on here was, are there professions left that people respect?
Okay. And yeah. Is there anything
to
left?
To your point, Seth. Yeah, to your point. I think that overall, firefighters, EMT workers, I
tend
think
to
a
be
lot
up
of
there,
that.
Yeah.
I would like to think, but we don't have that there with some things that I think we should. Mm-hmm. Some that we've already mentioned. And, of course, radio DJs. Everybody
yeah, come
respects
on.
Us. Everybody.
We're most respectable.
I'm being told in my ear. My producer's just laughing. It's just laughing. Okay. We will take a time out. We'll come back, and we're going to get into these crashing parties. How many of us have crashed a party? How many of us have crashed a holiday party? All that coming up on The Morning Show.
There's a Christmas tree in a window frame just inside my door.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. I had forgotten about this one. This is actually kind of fitting because to me, this is one of the more sad Christmas songs. Yeah. And
it is.
I have never quite like I certainly have feeling and respect for anybody feeling mm-hmm. you know this time of year and
right.
missing loved ones. I can relate, and mm-hmm. I like many people can out there. But the sad Christmas stuff has never really hit me too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think the saddest Christmas song of all time is Blue Christmas. Is Elvis a Blue Christmas? It's just, you can hear it in his voice. Like, there's something there. I don't know, but there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
But I came across a story, and I sent out the email a little while ago to you and the gang here. The little match girl.
Mm.
I had never heard this story before, man.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, I'm down a rabbit hole doing research for a Midday Magazine article, and boom, I run into this story. I run into the saddest Christmas story of all time. If you would like to be happy this Christmas, don't read The Little Match Girl, because I did, and what the what, man?
And
what
now he's sad.
What the? Why even make that? And it's from an amazing author. It's from Hans Christian Andersen, mm-hmm. one of the greater authors of all time. And
yeah,
everything.
Right. Now, a lot of his stories didn't end that well, though. We have to remember that.
Yes. Nobody warned me. That is not a... That was sad. I had to immediately watch a Simpsons episode after that. I need a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
It was a rough story. It is that time of year for holiday parties. Many of us have a holiday party on their calendar and that we'd like to get out of or go to.
Mm-hmm.
And on the flip side, maybe there's a party we'd like to sneak into. In a new poll, 14% of people say that they have successfully crashed a party or event without the host's permission. Another 4% tried to do it but got stopped. No word on the percentage of funeral crashers there are. And that is a shout out not only to our one of our listeners out there that chimed that in when he brought it up earlier, but the movie Wedding Crashers. And one of the greater cameos of all time, and Will Ferrell just showing up. God, it's hilarious. If you don't watch anything else from that movie, that scene alone, you should see. That's hilarious. 9% of people say that they have successfully crashed a holiday party or event without the host's permission. Another 4% tried to but were caught. And I can see that. So
what happens then, though?
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, you must leave. You are not on the guest list, sir. How do you do that?
I wonder. I don't know.
Or do you say, come on in, what's one more?
I've never had that happen, but I have been at a wedding where the police showed up. I have been there. That's
kind of funny.
That is awkward. That is the definition of awkward. If you're just looking up in the dictionary, what's awkward? It's police showing up at the wedding. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's a rough one. It wasn't for me. I feel like I probably should probably add that. But, with my past, I probably should.
I was going to say, people are like, James, what did you do? What did you do, man?
I was being good. This is one of the few times I'm sitting back and just watching all that happen. And here's the funny thing. It was a Maloff wedding and nobody in the Maloff party. It wasn't for the Maloffs. Shocking.
There you go. Shocking. It's all good.
I'd be dead serious. I'm actually a little proud of that. So is this a serious faux pas or not? Or something that's not really a big deal? It probably depends on the party or event that you're crashing.
Mm-hmm.
But 77% of people think it's generally unacceptable to show up without a host's permission.
Really? That's a high number. Wowza.
We never get those kind of numbers.
No, not really.
Wow. Another 10% said it's usually fine, and 14% weren't sure, of course. So just make an answer. Just see what it is.
Just make something up.
Just please. I would never have guessed that that was that big of a deal.
Really?
I really wouldn't have.
So, it depends on if you have like a certain number of like people that you wanted to invite, and you only have, you know, like everyone has their own place at the table, that kind of thing. It can be awkward if someone brings someone who wasn't invited, because it's like now you have to shuffle everything.
Yeah.
Right. And that seems like not a great thing for the host. You know, it's not a nice way to treat your host, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it's like a bigger party, you know, just people coming in and out kind of thing, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? It's not a big deal.
Especially like a wedding, I guess I get it a little bit with weddings, but outside of that, like just parties, especially birthday parties and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I haven't had a whole lot of birthday parties in my life, but to me, if I'm having a birthday party, come one, come all.
Like, exactly. Like,
What's the big deal?
Those are the best kind of things.
Yeah. I mean, you don't get a piece of cake though. you don't get a piece of cake.
I gotta be a good host. You know, you gotta do that.
We are excited about something new and fun we are trying next week.
Yeah.
And it kind of goes hand in hand with something new and fun we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Every Tuesday and Thursday, we have Community Stories with Melissa Kay. Going back to that journalism stuff I was talking about before, some of the better interviewing you are going to hear. Next week, we're doing something pretty cool, though, Seth. On next Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6, we are here to take your calls. Kids, get ready to call in to talk to Santa's elves. Next Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6.
It's awesome. Santa himself, of course, quite busy this time of year.
Yeah.
So he can spare a couple of elves to take your call. So you can they can relay what you want for Christmas back to Santa. Okay? We have it all set up for you. It's very easy. Just got to call in.
We're looking forward to this. Melissa will be here to host for the show, the hour.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We want you to spread the word about this one. Make sure all the kids know about it.
Yeah.
Now, I know some of you have already handed in your lists, but did you hand in the updated list?
So I'm sure there's something
Yeah. There's always something.
You saw something, you got to add to the list. Come on, we got to throw it out there.
Get ready to call up next Tuesday and Thursday from 5 to 6 right here, just like you call up with our other events and other things, 715-424-2600. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.